Southern California also captures one of the central challenges of climate change. In many ways, the economy and lifestyle depends on the ocean, but the region is also home to millions of cars and trucks that fill freeways every day, oil refineries that process tens of thousands of barrels of crude oil, manufacturing hubs that emit CO2, and the busiest seaport in the nation. That's part of what makes the U.S. one of the biggest per capita emitters of greenhouse gases in the industrialized world, with each American responsible for the equivalent of 5 metric tons of carbon per year. That momentum is hurtling the world toward a tipping point. Right now, the Earth has just over 390 parts per million of carbon in its atmosphere, but scientists say that amount is too much and could radically change the Earth's climate in the span of one generation. NASA climate scientist James Hansen warned in 2008 that if humans don't reduce that number to 350 parts per million, we could see irreversible, catastrophic effects. Since that warning 4 years ago, the number has continued to rise. South of Hermosa Beach, along the coast, Alicia Rivera drives her white Toyota Corolla on Pacific Coast Highway in the city of Wilmington. As her car climbs a small hill, she points to a horizon filled with oil refineries.
On one side, there's one refinery. You see the smokestacks over there sticking up above the trees. On the other side of PCH, there is the port and another refinery. And this is what we breathe here.
The area is home to the highest concentration of oil refineries in the state. Half of Los Angeles's crude oil is processed here. BP, ConocoPhillips, Tesoro, Valero all have sites in the neighborhood. Rivera points to one tower. It's the Tesoro refinery that takes up 300 acres. The company is based in San Antonio, Texas, and according to its data, the refinery in Wilmington produces 97,000 barrels a day, processing heavy crude to make gasoline, jet fuel, diesel fuel, and other petroleum products. Refineries like Tesoro's also produce air pollutants. They include benzene, hydrogen sulfide, sulfur dioxide, volatile organic compounds, and a key greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide. The State Air Resources Board links such toxins to serious health problems such as cancer, asthma, and respiratory illnesses, and has identified Wilmington as an area to monitor. After listening to residents complain about health effects, Rivera began working as an organizer with the group Communities for a Better Environment. She works with local residents to track and reduce the toxic chemicals that come from refineries like Tesoro's. As we drive through the city, Rivera turns down a side street and rolls slowly past the Wilmington Elementary School. It's one of 6 primary schools in the densely populated area. She comes to rest by the curb of a small house facing the train tracks.
So what you see is predominantly low income and poor, Latino, and people of color neighborhoods here in Wilmington. They suffer the brunt of pollution from... listen to that. That is constant. You see the train and you hear it. So we just a few yards away from that, and here are the homes. So this little house here in the corner next to the train track, the person there that passed away from cancer.
We step into the front yard of a small one-story house. A large guava tree loaded with green fruit takes up much of the yard. A patch of dry dirt leads to a narrow porch. Inside the house sits 52-year-old Reina Lopez Calderon. Before her on the table is a bowl of green guavas. The pungent, sweet smell fills the room. She says she loves the fruit. It reminds her of her home in Guerrero, Mexico. But here, she's afraid to eat it.
We are living in a very contaminated place. Every morning the sun rises and even the plants become full of contamination because all the contamination that goes up comes down on them. They carry all of it. And people like me who live around here are suffering too. And because of it, they left.
otras personas de este mismo lugar también.
As Calderon speaks, she struggles to breathe. Two oxygen tubes run up her back and into her nostrils. She said about 20 years ago, she developed chronic asthma and needs medication and an oxygen tank to get around.
Luego empiezo a sentir el pecho que...
I feel that my chest gets compressed. It helps to have the oxygen tank with me, but the contamination sneaks in because when I breathe, I then start to feel dizzy. What I do is that I close all the windows and doors. But living like this is not a good life. It's not a life at all. Because all the people here that have died and... No. No. They don't do anything for the sick. They don't.
After speaking for a while, she stops to catch her breath. She says it may be too late for her to regain her health, but she's concerned about the children in the neighborhood. Nodding to the elementary school down the block, she says she worries about the new generation. After we leave Calderon's house, Rivera stops a few blocks away by a large tower that fills a block and borders a small baseball diamond. In addition to the oil refineries, the train cars hauling goods, the constant traffic on the 110 and 710 freeways, oil companies are also drilling underground. This is an extraction well owned by a company called Warren Resources. When the well first went up 6 years ago, residents complained of the noise and sickening smells. Some acquired skin rashes and breathing problems. So they organized. They met with a local city council member. They started talks with the company, and they succeeded in one thing. A gray-paneled barrier now surrounds the drill, blocking the noise from reaching neighbors. But the drilling continues.
What the refineries do here is not just for this community. The emissions go farther, and those emissions are destroying the planet, and you see it in China, and you see it in El Salvador, and you see it in Peru, and now you see it in New York. Reina said, what goes up comes down. And so we have to make them feel like it's beyond their backyard. It's just not, it goes beyond, and they have, and you know, and that's what we're doing. We're educating.